Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More, with Francisco Fregonio Peña. Active Citizens Build Resilient Cities.
Welcome to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. We're here at Villa La Colombela, at UNESCO headquarters in Perugia, Italy, and we will talk about this 2019 winter school on data-rich hydrology. Here we have our friend from Catania, Camilo Bosco. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
We are very interested in the topics you learn and knowledge you gather from this week.
The topic that I actually liked was about the use of the data, the big data stuff, because actually I'm studying for my PhD not exactly hydrology, but hydraulic infrastructure. But since I'm using remote sensors and Internet of Things stuff, it was very useful to catch the methods to use the big data and the data analysis to speed up my research.
We had several speakers, including Provost from Georgia Tech, Rafael Brass, Professor Fernando Nardi, Director from the Water Resources Research and Documentation Center, and Professor Fabio Castelli from University of Florence. What do you take from the knowledge shared from them?
You know, they were very different. I really appreciate Professor Brass. You know, you can feel the experience of this professor from his words. I like also Professor Castelli that went more in details mathematics approach and how to get better model from observations also in real time. That was of course of my interest because I'm working with the Internet of Things and in real time applications.
I'm Jacopo Dari and I am a PhD student from the University of Perugia, and the topic of my PhD is the anthropogenic impact on the hydrological cycle, and now we are focusing on the impact of irrigation on the hydrological cycle, because irrigation among the human activities is the one most impactful on the natural circulation of water on the Earth's surface.
Can you explain to the audience a little bit more about your work with satellites?
What we want to do is structured according to two main research lines. The first one consists in try to estimate how much water is used for irrigation using remote sensing data and an algorithm, the Centurion adapted algorithm. And then once we know the amount of water that is used for irrigation over some pilot areas, we want to use this amount of water to force a land surface model and to simulate a human altered, more real scenario, also involving the irrigation and its effects.
In your opinion, what are the main challenges in your field at the moment?
Well, the main challenge is maybe the first research line, that is the estimation of water used for irrigation, because there is often a lack of data about water used for irrigation, but also understand and try to estimate what are the effects of the irrigation on the hydrological cycle and on its components. It's an important challenge and it can bring very satisfying results.
As we can see, the hydrologic cycle plays a crucial role on the Earth's balance, not only for evapotranspiration, but for irrigation purposes in the crops. So farmers around the world can plant and grow all types of fruits and vegetables for our own consumption. Here we are with our friend Marina Zingaro from University of Bari. Can you please tell us more about your PhD and your fields of interest?
My PhD is an industrial PhD. It means that I spent my time in three different venues: Department of Earth and Geoenvironmental Science in the University of Bari, in a company, Planetech, also in Bari, and then in at Luxembourg Institute of Science and Technology in Luxembourg. The topic of my project is the simulation data between remote sensing, fluvial geomorphology, and hydrodynamic modeling for flood hazard. Remote sensing and fluvial geomorphology and also hydrodynamic modeling are three different disciplines, different but complementary, because each of them can contribute to assess, to calculate, to measure the flood hazard and so also the risk in three different ways. Fluvial geomorphology helps us to understand the behavior of a catchment and morphology. At the same time, remote sensing gives to us the observation, a remote observation, and also it adds on the spatial resolution. In the same time, hydrodynamic modeling is important because it throws a temporal series, a time series, it helps us in the temporal resolution. So we can use the temporal resolution of hydrodynamic modeling with spatial resolution of remote sensing and the study, the analysis of morphology. All these elements are important to evaluate the flood hazard map, and in this way we can better the forecast, we can make more accurate the flood hazard maps that are the principal instrument for flood monitoring.
Hi at all, I'm Vincenzo Scotti, I'm a PhD student from La Sapienza of Rome, and my topic is referred to the improve the flood detection from SAR images, from the radar images of satellite, and using and integrating information from hydraulic modeling and from social media marker in order to improve the accuracy of these results, because the SAR images are affected from very strong limits about the flood detection in urban area or where are present some forests or roughness very important. And for this reason, integrating the information from hydraulic modeling and social media marker is possible to improve the accuracy of the result in order to give the civil protection of the country a very good product.
Yeah. What those SAR images are?
Yeah, are a product of radar images, are an active sensor, and a type of satellite, because we have to explain the difference from optical and radar. Optical is it's like a picture, and we have a problem when are present some extreme rainfall event to use these type of techniques, because are present a lot of cloud. And for this reason, you can see nothing about the flood detection. Mm-hmm. For this reason, you can use the radar product because it's possible to penetrate the cloud, and it's possible to see the flood in the
or any particular event that happened in a location.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What will be one of the main challenges that at the moment SAR technology or during your research is facing?
Of course, is to apply a rapid mapping of the flood.
Is it for flood, for disaster prevention, mitigation,
no,
or adaptation?
It's mainly a product that you can use it for a post-event. Where are the area in a type of country or city
most affected by a natural disaster?
Yeah, where the hydraulic risk is so important. That's important for the planning, for the civil protection, for the future. If you can see the climate change, it's a very important factor in this period.
Yeah, definitely. You can see around the world that flooding and hurricanes have become more destructive with a higher magnitude and a higher frequency, not only in the Americas, but also in Asia.
For example, I did a study from Houston, map of these elements. Integrating these results about satellite flat footprint, hydraulic modeling, and social media marker in one product, it was possible to rebuild a very accurate flooding map. That's so important for improve the operation of the city detection.
Now is the turn for our friend Mara Majorin from University of Padua.
Thank you. Hi, Francisco. It was a very nice experience. It was like one hard week, very long week, intensive, with a lot of people speaking. But all the speakers were very interesting. They had really different topics, one from another. But everyone has something to say, that even if I am a PhD student in groundwater, that is quite different from the majority of the students here coming this week. Anyway, I was able to have many ideas coming from these speakers, because what you get is the way to think, is the way to see your project, your research, how you have to move to reach something useful, and I don't know. It was very nice. Anyway.
Which topic did you like the most, and the one you believe that you could integrate as part of your research?
For sure, the speaker that was more interesting for me was Aldo Fiori. He is hydrogeologist, so he's very close to my topic, and for sure he gives me a lot of insights on the topic. But then there was some statistical analysis of time series that even if they were talking about superficial water, and I'm looking at groundwater, but anyway, some techniques, some procedures are very useful also for me to apply on my time series. And therefore, I think I will try to do some of them in order to have more insight on my analysis, on my research.
With my friend Marco Lompi from University of Florence, can you tell us more about your PhD and your area of interest?
Yes, I'm just at the first year of my PhD, so I'm not really focused in a topic of research, but I would like to improve my knowledge and map the flash flood hazard. And so I came here also to understand which are the innovative topics and to learn more about modeling and statistics.
Florence is actually a great place to learn about floods, because back on 1966 they experienced the Great Flood, La Grande Inundazione. I also work on flood modeling, and I believe learning from the Arno and the Fiorentino experience can really help us to prevent and mitigate casualties and the loss of property damage in Italy or in other parts of the world.
Yeah, I think that when something happens, like a flood or an earthquake, people learn that nature is it's not always so good. So we have also to be careful to understand that there is a risk, and we can manage a part of that risk. So I think that also in hydrology we can make something to decrease this kind of risk. And so,
in today's show, Italian students talk about their experience in the 2018 Winter School on Data-Rich Hydrology. The general goal was to guide participants in understanding and learning the theory, data, methods, and tools by means of lectures and hands-on for an extensive and immersive introduction to most recent findings of hydrological sciences. Students were able to cut the opportunities of the data-rich hydrology era we live in, while learning the importance of understanding the knowledge gaps and scientific advancements related to hydrological process mechanics and evolving watershed features. Stay tuned for more interviews, and remember, active citizens build resilient cities. Goodbye.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fribronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.